Blog Talk Radio.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
You know the door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
You must keep the
time. It's your host, Brother Alfred, and co-host, Brother Groovy.
When
yeah, yo. It's time again. Let's get funny. Let's get silly. The master is in the house. We're getting funny with you. Oi. How you doing, folks? What's going on with ya?
All right. We're back in effect. Definitely, Del Funny House is in the house. Ooh, yo. But anyways, I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody. Listen, I had to take off last week. You know, we've been busy, man. Let me tell you what's been going on with you. We have grown so much on this station. It's phenomenal. I just got to give props out to everybody on the NSF team that's been doing their best to keep it up. I know it gets tiresome sometimes. I mean, but you love what you do and you're keeping it real all the time. And trust me, it gets hard. I mean, it does get hard. Now, we're going to be doing a special stand-up comedy night. So everybody get ready to laugh. We got Aaron Spears and a couple others coming into you right now for the hour of the power. So let's get into it. But I want to just get in first. You know, I want to tell you something. There's been some crazy things in the news. We got the COVID-19, a.k.a. coronavirus, going around the world. Vaccinations are just now coming out, But see, what they don't understand, there's been a cure all along for every disease. If you eat right, you do right, and trust me, you will see a difference out here for yourself. So, you know, but anyways, we just want to get into it and let you learn a little bit of news of what's going on. Please, if you get yourself a chance and you're on the list, please get, something went down the wrong pipe. If you get a chance, please get that vaccination shot today. I would suggest you to please get your vaccination shot, but do your research first. If you're allergic, pregnant, or you have a little bit of a reaction to a certain diseases or a certain, you know, antibodies, please check with your doctor first. Please do not just go out and say, oh, I'm really going to take a shot. I'm on break. I got 30 minutes. I'm going to go and take a shot. No. Check with your doctor because you do not know the effects that's going to happen with you. But please take your chance and out there and do the right thing. Keep yourself safe. Keep that 6 feet apart, goddamn, wear that mask while you're out there, and please be out there and be aware and keep yourself out there and be safe, all right? And those who are in the snow area where there is snow, please bundle up. Don't get yourself sick. Make sure you drink plenty of ginger this month, some lemon juice, and definitely some hot tea. Well, you know, keep your body cured. Keep that immune system up. Take your immune system blockers and elevators and whatnot. All right, we got to do these things. If we don't, we're still gonna hurt ourselves. So, without being further ado, let's get right down to the show.
City, baby. I'm glad to be here, glad to be home and shit. My man Jazzy Jeff, much love, man. I appreciate you, boy. New York, I'm glad we got an eclectic crowd, man, because there's a lot of black people in here. I want to thank the white people for coming. You motherfuckers showed that you still know your place. It's awesome you came with that kind of confidence. Is that your man? Okay, how you doing, bro? Nigga, unfold your arms. Why are you looking at me like you the rent collector, nigga? Unfold your arms. No, nigga, I ain't nervous. You a big motherfucker. I throw a weight down. You got to make a choice, motherfucker. So is this your first Negro? That bitch said, mm-mm. I said that shit like he come with a theme song. My first Negro. He said, no, that's going to be an awkward drive home. Bitch, you told me I was special. So y'all probably have great sex. Are y'all role playing all? Are you role playing? No? You ever play Escape Slave and the Master's Wife? That shit's fun. You got hurry up, nigga, get back to work. You on the clock. So you got a white girl, you got to dress up like OJ Halloween, guy in the closet with a butcher knife, scared of shit. Ah! I'm glad y'all together. That's fun. Look, let me tell you something. When y'all have sex, because you got to role play, it's fun. You know what I'm saying? Like black women, don't get me wrong, I love y'all, but certain shit can't do with y'all. Y'all have too many rules and regulations. Shit. Nigga, don't touch my hair. Don't be touching my motherfucking hair. I just got my shit did. Nigga, fuck you, dog style. He got to keep his hands behind his back and shit. You feel the urge to grab your shit, it might come off like, oh, shit. You got to have a chin strap on. You got to keep it locked down, man. You got to have fun with that, man. Like, I noticed I got a pretty Asian girl sitting in the crowd. How you doing, sweetheart? You all right? Yes, baby. Bitch, I'm looking at you. Yes, this ain't, yes, you. How you doing, sweetheart? I love Asian women. See, I can have fun with you if you was my girl. We could role play, you know? Like, I come home one day in a soldier's outfit. And I got my dick hanging through the zipper. And I'm like, I'm an American soldier here to slay some... What's your nationality, baby? What's your nationality? You Filipino? Fuck it, it worked better for the joke if you're Vietnamese. So you're Vietnamese. I'm like, I'm an American soldier here to slay some Vietnamese ass. And I can't see you. You're somewhere in the house hidden, but you got like a potato sack on for a shirt. A little dirt and mud on your face. And I just hear you yell from a distance, you go home, black man, it's not you war. And then when I see you, we fuck on a bed of rice patties. That would be awesome, man. Don't get embarrassed. It's real shit, man. And I don't want none of the white people to get uncomfortable because I do like to talk about the race issue because a lot of y'all try to act like that shit ain't relevant no more. Like, is race still relevant in America? Look at some of the white people. Whatever do you mean? Racism will always be relevant in America for two reasons. One, it's just too much bad history, and you can't erase that much bad history. And two, I just think it's natural for everybody to be a little bit racist. I don't give a fuck what color you are, what your gender is, how old you are. We are all a little bit racist. And white people, y'all are the first ones to denounce that shit. I'm not racist. I'm incapable of being racist. My best friend is black. He's also my chauffeur, but he's my best friend. Everybody in this room, everybody in this country is a little racist. You might not be smack a taco out of Mexican hand racist, but we are all... Fuck y'all, that is way funnier than that. I don't know why y'all scared to laugh. Y'all act like 300 Mexicans gonna pop out of nowhere like, what the fuck, fucker? I make a special sour cream for you, is it? It's fucking hilarious. And I live in L.A. I love the Mexicans, I do. Because of Mexicans, my lawn looks fabulous. I got a little bit of money. I live in a white neighborhood. They be out there cutting my grass and shit. It be hot as a motherfucker outside. I be standing up from the house through the blinds. I'm like, 20 minutes later, they knock on the door and ask me for shit. Señor, it's hot outside. They all sound like Speedy Gonzalez. It's hot outside. Me and my compositors was wondering, can we have some agua? I'm like, nope, but I can give you some advice. Hum your way through it, motherfucker. That's how we got back. Bam! Fuck that, you got to earn your turn. You can't just hop over a fence and expect the same rights. You got to earn your turn. Look at some of the white people. Oh my God, he said it. Thank you. I've been feeling this, black man. Thank you. And I know that's a big deal in this country. Illegal immigration. White people, you guys get bent out of shape over that shit. I hear you complain. Fucking Mexicans, they're coming here taking their jobs. Some of them have criminal records. We're not safe. We don't know who's among us. Well, let me remind all the white people, while you're steady being mad at the Mexicans, technically you guys were the first illegal immigrants. Because when you came to this country, it belonged to the Indians, and we know how that shit turned out. Look how quiet they got. Did you feel attention all of a sudden? Did you feel... They're like, nigger, I can't believe you would say that. We were just starting to like you. How could you betray our trust? Listen, I don't give a fuck if you come to this country legally or illegally, because at the end of the day, we're all foreigners to some extent. My only issue is if you're going to come to this country, I got one rule. Learn how to speak fucking English, please. You've got to learn the fucking language. Because there is nothing more frustrating than me being at Popeye's Chicken, arguing with Jorge about what the fuck I ordered, and I'm trying to catch the second half of the game. I ain't got time for this shit. You ever talk to somebody that don't know how to speak English? They always got a look and a sound coming out of their face. It's like they in the middle of taking a shit. It's hilarious. Like, excuse me, you know what time it is? I don't speak in no plole. I don't... I was at Popeye's Chicken around the playoffs for basketball, and I'm arguing with this motherfucker about my order. He didn't understand me. I didn't understand him. Shit was terrible. I was like, dog, let me get a two-piece chicken dinner. He tried to repeat the shit back to me. You want a two-piece yicky? Do you want the spicy or the mayo? I said, what? He said, the spicy or the mayo? I said, what nigga you know put mayonnaise on chicken? Why would I put mayonnaise on chicken? I'm a hot sauce nigga. My daddy was a hot sauce nigga. He said, no, the mayo for the flavor. I said, what the fuck is flavor? He kept looking at the menu like it was Family Feud and the answer was gonna pop up on the board. I'm gonna tell you the doobie chicken with the spicy or the mayo, so you better get it for you. He said, let me get a two-piece chicken spicy. He said, you want it busy? I said, yes, motherfucker, I'm busy. I don't have time for this shit. I'm trying to catch the game. Kobe's on, nigga, come on. He said, no, it busy. I said, what the fuck is it busy? She put it in the body and the cream cheese. I said, a biscuit? He said, see, he's going to tell you what the doobie jiggy with the spice of the map. They're going to come with a biscuit, so you better get it for you. Andale, andale, iba, iba. He said, let me get a two-piece chicken spicy with a biscuit. He said, now you have to pickle your sides. I said, I'm not playing with my penis and Popeyes. I'm not doing that. Why would I pull my dick out and jack off near the crunchy? I'm not doing it. He said, no, you get two side order. I said, what kind of side you got? He said, we have a day. It was we have the, but we have a day. We have a day, macaroni and yeast. We have a day, yash potato. I said, fuck it, let me go with the yash potato. You want something to drink? I said, what do you have to drink? We have a day. Well, how about the sodas and the uses? I said, I don't want no soda, but I'm curious about your uses. The fuck is use? Well, how about the apple use, orange use, grapefruit use? Listen, the point is we have to demand more from our illegals. I'm Ari Spears, and I approve this message. We have to demand more. It's unacceptable. Funny thing is you don't even realize how racist America is until after you leave. You know? Like, I did a show not too long ago in Edmonton, Canada. There is no racist vibe in Edmonton. Well, first of all, ain't no niggas out there, so ain't nobody be mad at. But I must have walked around that motherfucker for 4 days looking for a black person. Finally, I saw one. I ain't even know the motherfucker. I just ran up to him and hugged him. Like, nigga, where you been? We need to stick together. He was offended. He was like, dude, get your hands off of me, bro. It's like totally absurd. I was like, shit, they got him. It was too late. I couldn't save them. I had white kids looking at me like I was an exotic animal. It was like, Mom, look at him. He's so chocolatey. I want one. He kept trying to pour milk on me. I was like, it ain't gonna change colors. Fuck off from me. And I see some of the white people, y'all getting uncomfortable. Don't get uncomfortable. I love white people, man. Y'all my people too. It's just certain shit I can't do with you. Like, go drinking. Every time I do a show in front of white people, after the show, y'all always want to hang out and buy me a drink. I can't drink with y'all. It's not that I don't want to. It's just I can't hang. You motherfuckers are the undisputed champs of drinking. Y'all drink till y'all fall the fuck out. And I know when y'all get good and drunk because that's that noise y'all make. Woo! Don't do that. That scare black folks. has a lot of bad history behind that noise. Black people, we hear, woo! We start looking out for pickup trucks. Where the fuck they at? See, this one I don't like fucking with Earl. He played too much. I'm serious. A party ain't a party to y'all till the fucking cops show up. And black people, y'all know, we see the police party over. White people, y'all have a freedom we just don't have. Y'all see the police, y'all get braver. Dude, what's your fucking badge number and your name? No, don't fucking touch me. What if I fucking touch you? No, you shut the fuck up and move along. Aries, why are you crying? Relax. Do you know who my dad is? I'll sue, I swear to God. Get the fuck on. Black people, we be in the back doing sign language. And to any black people that hang out with white people in a group, make sure if y'all go out drinking in a group, go with them when they order drinks. Because y'all like to anoint somebody the designated drink orderer. Anytime I hang out with my white friends, when they get up from the table and go to the bar to get around, I follow right behind their ass. Because y'all like to go order drinks and then bring it back to us like it's a top CIA secret. As soon as you hand me the drink, I go, man, what the fuck is in this? Dude. Don't worry, don't ask. Just fucking chug it. 20 minutes later, I'm butt naked with a cowboy hat on. Woo! I fucking love you, Brad. Hey, just for fun, let's go hang some niggas. Just keep it safe. So are we still excited about Barack Obama? See, every black person in here should be clapping. Because we got to ride that nigga till the wheels fall off. You know, if that shit don't work, the minute we go to work, white folks is looking at us like, You picked him. I can't wait till he runs for his second term, man. Because that was the most exciting part about the political process to me, was the campaign. Because you knew at some point he was supposed to win. He had all the right ingredients that came together at the right time. He's tall, good-looking, articulate, highly intelligent, you know, smooth under pressure, charismatic. And most importantly, he was the right shade. He made white people feel comfortable. Because y'all know if that nigga was Bernie Mac Black or Precious Purple, he wouldn't have won. He's like coffee with cream. It goes down easy. You ever have coffee black? It's too strong. You'd be like, ooh. America is not ready for ooh. They're not ready yet. And he had 97% of the black vote, 97%, which means he had black people on lock. We were like a hand in a glove. We were tied together. But he still couldn't have become president without white people. So for the white people that voted for him, I thank you because you helped make history. But some of y'all are starting to get a little impatient, and your racism is seeping out a little bit. You say shit when you're frustrated. I thought you niggas were fast. What's taking so long? Took 8 years to fuck this country up. It's going to take a second to get it together. Relax. He got a lot of tough shit he got to deal with, man. Like the big controversy right now, they're talking about that mosque near September 11th. A lot of people upset about that. You know, September 11th just rolled around. Every year we got to relive that bullshit. But there was a bright side, man. You know, September 11th, blacks and whites came together like never before. Because after September 11th, Arabs took all the pressure off us. I'm telling you, they are the new niggas. That's amazing. I get on a plane now, white people, y'all be happy to see us. Dude, bro, come here. Here, sit next to me, man, right here. Here, hold my daughter. I love you, nigger, come here. We gotta watch out for those fuckers. For shizzle nizzle, huh? We've bonded now, that's good. And I realize certain aspects of that shit just affected people differently. Like when the anthrax thing happened, white people, y'all was very nervous. Y'all would come up to me at work and warn me. Like, oh my God. That's how white people get when they get dramatic. Oh my God. Aries, be careful. Don't open your mail. Let me tell you something. Black people was never worried about anthrax. Because y'all know half the time we don't open our mail. No way. We think that shit is a bill. We might hold it to the light like, no, that's the red note. Fuck that. You want to get us with anthrax, put that shit in a Jay-Z CD. That's how you get us. I got that new jigger. Oh, shit. Osama got me, motherfucker. Track 12, nigga. Be careful. Track 12. The only way. And I'm originally from here, but I live in L.A. And I was in L.A. when that whole thing went down. It was crazy because my people from back east called me. Said, man, turn on TV. Plane was taking over. Hostage situation. And I've seen the movies. So when I heard hostage situation, I'm thinking big-ass guns and bombs was used. They said homemade knives. Do you know what a homemade knife is called? Shank! It's a prison weapon. We invented that shit. So I know it couldn't have been a plane full of a bunch of ignorant niggas. That would have been a different phone call. Like, Osama, we're trying to take over the plane. As soon as we pull out knife, all the niggas say, oh, no, you didn't. I got to go. I call you back. Allah! Brothers would have called air traffic control like, yeah, this Tyrone. They tried to get us with knives. Oh, no, we whooped their ass, but where the manual at? I got to land this motherfucker. I got to get back to Brooklyn. I got shit to do. And I get tired of them fucking with me at the airport. Why I got to be the one randomly selected to have my shit searched? I even get mad for white people when they search y'all shit. Because again, I know it's going to sound a little bit racist, but let's be real. Black people, white people, Asians, Latinos, we not known for blowing shit up. Black people, we have specific crimes. We do shit like rob a 7-Eleven and kill everybody in that motherfucker for $4.80, a bag of Doritos and a pack of Newports. That's nigga shit. You want to search somebody, search that motherfucker whose name sounds like a pubic hair caught in your esophagus. And leave me the fuck alone. I'm not trying to blow shit up. I'm trying to smoke a joint, play Xbox, and rub one out. That's what the fuck I'm trying to do. Because trust me, when I explode, this is the bomb right here. I'll be walking around the house terrorizing shit. I'm going to blow up your puppy. This racism shit is affecting every aspect of life. Even my business, the movie business. Like, it's certain movie roles, black people, we just don't get a lot of. Like, I noticed since the late 90s, horror movies made a hell of a comeback. White people, y'all get all the horror flicks. Y'all get the Chucky and I Know About Last Week and all that shit. I used to get mad and say, how come you don't see black people in horror movies? Then I put it together. You can't make horror movies with us. Because it ain't going to be a movie. It's going to be a fucking commercial. Black people, y'all know we don't fuck around. We can be having a party in the woods jamming. I don't give a fuck how loud the music is, how much fun we having. If we hear some shit that don't sound right, it'll cut through all that shit. We be out there dancing like, woo, this shit is hot. What the fuck was that? I don't know, nigga, but we got to pack it up and roll. This shit don't feel. White people, y'all could be out there dancing. Y'all dance like two-year-old black babies. Y'all hear some shit? What was that? I don't know. Let's go check it out. And why do white women fall when y'all run? What's that shit about? Every time, oh, my God. Black women hear something. She take off the pumps and put on Air Jordans. She might start out running, but that bitch is going to turn into NASCAR like, ugh. White guys are faithful. Your ladies fall. Y'all go back. Black women, we love you, but if you fall, fuck it. We might try and come back to you like, oh, my God. Bitch, come on. That bitch gone, dog. God damn, that was some good pussy, too. Ladies, work on your timing. That's all I'm saying. You know, a real black woman be waiting for you at the car filing her fingernails. Nigga, where was you? You said come on, so I come on. I'm actually on a mission, man, you know. Like, I don't even think comedy is my calling in life. I think I'm meant for something greater. Like, I had a vision the other night. It came to me. I think my mission in life is to help white people. Like, really, I want to feel comfortable enough to walk in your house unannounced at 3 o'clock in the morning. Just wake you up and go, come with me. Like, comics, we don't do shit and we on the road except stay in a hotel room and watch TV. And I'm flipping through some of the stations and I'm watching these programs like Oprah and Phil, and I'm seeing some of y'all's kids is out of fucking control. I really want to ask white people, I've always been curious, why don't y'all just beat your kids, man? Beat them, whoop their motherfucking ass. Y'all give y'all kids all kind of timeouts and special places. The fuck is a special place? To a black child, that's a coma. What is a special place? Black kids don't know shit about timeout. We know about getting knocked the fuck out. That's it. My mother used to slap the shit out of me in public, and I would look at people for help. Like, shut up. White people felt my pain. Oh, my God. She just struck her child. Black people see black kids get hit. We be like, hey, get your shit together. Black people will beat other people's kids if they fucking up too bad. Like, miss, you need to whoop this ugly motherfucker. Put that shit down. Here's my website, email, home address. Call me. I'll fuck him up any time you need. You ain't got to kill him. Just watch him turn red. Just put this motherfucker. Just choke him out. You know what I found out growing up? Totally shocked me. White kids are just as shocked to find out black kids don't talk back to their parents as we are, and we hear them talk back to theirs. So I used to have a little buddy would come over to my house on the weekends, little Nate. We'd be in my room playing video games. My mother used to come in the room on us, cuss me out for no reason. Just scare the shit out of both of us. We'd be in the room playing Mario Brothers. She'd come kick open the door like SWAT. We'd be on level 4. She'd Harry's, how many times have I told you to clean this motherfucking room? Cut that goddamn game off to clean this room. I come back, this motherfucking room ain't clean. I'm gonna take that Nintendo cord, wrap it around your neck, and stick it in your ass. Nigga, I ain't playing with you. This ain't no threat. This is a promise. Try me, motherfucker. Try me. My white friend would turn to me offended, like, dude, what the fuck? She can't do that, man. This is your space. This is your area. She's violating your right to privacy. You should say something. You want me to go say something? I'd be so scared. I start talking to him like a slave from Roots. Like, he's going to get me in trouble. I like you, Nate. I really do. And my parents is good black folks. They give me food. They give me sleep. You get away from around here with that foolishness. Go on, get from here. Oh, Lord. My mother smacked the shit out of the white boy. He turned into me. Wet in the water. My mother was a champ at whooping ass too, man. She had a gold belt and everything. I remember one time I stole a bike, and she had to leave her job to get me out of jail. You know, you grew up in a single-parent household with a black woman, and she got to leave work to get you out? I knew I was going to that special place. I knew the ass-whooping was serious, because when we got home, she took her work clothes off and put on a jogging suit and headband. Like, what kind of ass-whooping is that you prepared to sweat? She had a stopwatch and a bottle of Gatorade with the belt. I said, at some point, this bitch is fitting to refuel on this ass whooping. I think my mother took special joy out of fucking me up, too, man. Because she came up with unconventional methods of whooping ass. Shit that I knew far exceeded normal and necessary. Like, I remember one time she woke me up out of my sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, you've been woken up out of your sleep. You know, when that light hits you, it take you a second to get your shit together. You be discombobulated. And I'm 8. She came in, kicked the side of the bed. Nigga, get the fuck up. You thought I forgot about that shit you did earlier. You gonna go and get suspended from that private school where I make all that money and work 2 hard jobs, and you gonna get suspended by telling the teacher to suck your dick? Here, put this on. And she threw some boxing headgear at me. You know that leather helmet boxers be wearing for practice fights? I'm like, Mom, why I'm putting on boxing headgear? She said, because I'm gonna hit you in the head with a pipe and I don't want to kill you. Because you my baby, I love you. I've just always been envious of the relationship that white parents have with your kids, man. You guys actually have a democracy in your household. You actually care about your kids' opinions, which is why you don't understand why they run rampant over you at the same time. I grew up with a lot of white kids. I'd hear their parents complain to mine. It was always the same argument. I don't understand why my child talks to me this way. Such disrespect. I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end. Problem is, a lot of you guys put your kids on the same level as you. You consider them your contemporaries. How you put somebody on the same level as you that can't pay the rent or the mortgage, put food in the refrigerator, or keep the fucking lights on? They're not your contemporaries, they're your kids. Moral of the story, beat they motherfucking ass. There's something about pain that makes motherfuckers listen. Like, I just saw this show, The Nanny. I could not believe this shit exists. Y'all have flown an English bitch in to tell you how to deal with your kids. And she always has some profound shit to say. You must ignore the child's behavior, but not the child. The fuck out of here. They should redo that show. Call it The Nigga Nanny. It'd be 3 minutes long. She show up to the door. Boom, boom. Where the motherfucker at? Pow. Show over. Theme song. Nigga Nanny. That's it. No commercial breaks. One episode. It's over. Yeah, there's going to be some white people driving home singing that shit. Nigga Nanny. Roll the windows up. I'm in the mood. Where the weed smokers at? Fuck that, y'all cops. That was a test. Real weed smokers don't yell out. We got codes. I like smoking weed. You know what's cool about smoking weed? It makes you think about shit you normally wouldn't think about. Like, I was sitting around the house all day smoking weed, and I got to thinking, is it possible for a male midget? I gotta be high to be thinking about midgets. I said, is it possible for a male midget to have a real big dick? Like, I ain't on no gay shit, but everything on a midget be tiny. You ever see their fingers? They look like them little orange baby carrots. You ever see? Like, could a midget actually have some shit like this? And I actually know famous midget people. Like, I'm good friends with Lil Webster. I got his number on my cell phone. I don't know why, but I got the shit. And I was hanging out with Lil Webster one time, and he told me some shit that blew my mind. He says when he has sex, he don't like fucking women his size. He like to fuck normal-sized women. And I was sitting around the house smoking weed, and I got thinking, if Lil Webster was fucking a grown-sized woman doggy style, is he actually standing up in the bed? Like, you get a woman on all fours on a mattress, your feet flat. Is he standing straight up in the mattress? Like, if you walked in on some shit like that, your instinct would be to leave. But you'll check that shit out for a hot second. But you walk in like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. Nigga, look at this. This is crazy. No, he's standing on a Nike shoebox. I can't believe this. And I don't think we value midgets enough. I think we take them for granted. Because I don't give a fuck how bad your day is. You see a midget, you perk up. Because when you leave your house, you're not guaranteed to have a midget sighting. You're not guaranteed. How often do you leave your house and spot a midget? It's rare. You could be having the worst day in the world. You see a midget, you're like, oh shit, a midget. And when there is a midget sighting, it's always one. You've never seen a pack of midgets. You've never seen that. I remember one time I saw 15 midgets walking down the street. I had a taste for hot wings all of a sudden. They like the little drumette piece. They like the smaller. Okay. I remember I told that joke one time. There was an actual midget in the crowd. He got pissed off. He said some shit fucked my whole night up. He was like, nigga, watch your nuts. I was like, what? Like, I've had to watch my back a few times, but I have never had to watch my nuts. I was scared. I went straight on. My girl was like, I thought you was with your boys. I said, midget told me, watch my nuts. I'm serious. I filed a police report and everything. I'm like, he about this high. He had on Oshkosh Bagosh and a little propeller hat. The motherfucker nipped me on the way. It was terrible. Like I said, I don't drink with white people, and I don't smoke weed with Asians. Again, not that I got anything against Asian people. It's just y'all fuck up my high, man. You know, when you smoke weed, the point is to be in a happy place, not supposed to be thinking about traumatic shit. Every time I smoke weed with my Asian friends, I be thinking them motherfuckers are dead. Because you know, when you smoke, your eyes close a little bit. And they 3/4 of the way there, that shit be confusing. I be 3 hits in, I be like, Ching Lee! Like, nigga, I'm up, I'm just high. I said, all right, we'll do like this every 5 minutes or something, nigga, let me. I like to smoke weed and watch National Geographic because I like the Nature Channel. Like, I want to go to Africa one day, go on a safari, see the animals in their natural habitat. But the difference between us and y'all is we stay in the truck. White people, y'all got some shit called up close and personal. Like, it's amazing, too, because that's what black people, we just know certain shit, you know? Like, white people, that's why I study y'all, I envy y'all. I'm envious of y'all. Y'all are a race. Y'all do whatever the fuck y'all want to do. Y'all, you know, y'all are free. Y'all the only race of people that could look at a wild lion and go, I can be friends with that. That's why y'all are always on when animals attack. You will never see black people on when animals attack. You might see us on when cops attack, but you will never see us on when animals attack. Y'all would do shit like tranquilize a lion and hold that motherfucker till he wake up. And that'd be heavy shit to y'all. Y'all be in the camera. Well, my partner Bob and I, we've been tracking this particular beast for quite some time. Her name is Utulu. She's 6 months old. We just shot her with 5 cc's of tetracordoline darts. When she gets up, she's going to be fucking pissed. Oh my God, Bob, do you feel your heart pounding? This is amazing. Oh my God, she's getting a blow. Oh, she mauled me. What an experience. The Africans don't be out there fucking with the lions. They ask him, Mr. Matumbu, why you don't play with the lion? I'm not fucking with that motherfucker. Fuck him and fuck you. That shit is not in the brochure. I'm not doing that shit. When my shift is over, I want to go home to my children, Mangulu, Mungala, and I can't do it fucking with that. When the shit rot, you better come. I will leave you in the car. It's rules. Ain't no African people here, is it? Are you African, dog? My bad. I want to piss you off and you... Motherfucker! You know what's fucked up? African people don't like black people. Y'all know they treat us like shit. They talk down to us. They think they better than us. And I don't understand because we from the same tribe, kind of. But they like white people, though. They treat y'all like family. As soon as y'all come around, they get excited. Excuse me, Mr. White Man. Thank you for bringing us here. We love you. Yay, the white man. As soon as they see us, they get an attitude. Hey, how you doing? This nigga. We don't like the black man in America. Motherfucker, you don't work. You don't do shit. We don't like you, you black motherfucker. Like, who are you calling black, motherfucker? I'm brown, you midnight. Who the fuck are you calling black? Like, nigga, if you stood up against a building, you'd look like an alley. Who the fuck are you calling black? This shit is unjust. African men don't understand why when they come to America, they have a hard time getting American pussy. You can't be that aggressive with American women, especially black women. You gotta know how to talk. You gotta come correct. Motherfuckers in Africa is used to having their way. They got 15 wives and shit. And African women are very obedient. They tell their women what to do. It's not even an issue. Bitch, when they come home, you... I don't know why they do that. You better clean this shit from the floor. I don't... They be in the club stalking women out here. You can't even see them. They be as black as my jacket. You just see the yellow of their eyes from a distance. Looking like Congo in the bush. As soon as you go buy your drink, they jump out the shadows and scare the shit out of you. Bitch, what is your name? Come here. Don't run from me. You're going to be my wife. Monaya, Monaya. Mananwanyan. What? They're hunters. It's instant. I think that's the key to racism, though. You got to be willing to invest in other people's cultures. Because at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what color you are. Everybody got something to bring to the table. And life is short, man. Sample that shit. You don't know what you might be missing. Why deprive yourself of a great human experience because you fucking mad? It's ridiculous. So I appreciate a good culture. I appreciate a good accent. You got the right accent, you can get away with a lot of shit. You be in a club and say something foul to a woman in an American accent, she might slap the shit out of you. Like, excuse me, baby, I don't mean to bother you, but you got a fat ass. I'd love to take you home, fuck the shit out you. Motherfucker. English accent, that just roll off the tongue different. Excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but I'd really love to take you back to my hotel and fuck you doggy stuff a little bit, you know what I mean? Motherfucker, where you from? That shit. Oh my God. Say something else. Ladies, y'all laughing. Some of the fellas might try that on the way home. Did you have a good time at the comedy show tonight? Did you really? The next flight, because you give me a little bit of head, just a little bit. I don't want much, just want you to polish me now, you know what I mean? I ain't even gonna lie, I'll use that shit to get some pussy. I'll walk up to a woman and say anything. Excuse me, you know what time it is? Oh my God, the accent is beautiful. Where are you from? I just make shit up. McDonald's, England. Have you ever heard of it? I live right off of Egg McMuffin Lane. Have you ever heard of it? Oh my God, girl, you live off of Egg McMuffin. Let's go. I tell you what accent is not sexy is that East Indian accent, that 7-Eleven shit, that turban shit, that dot towel shit. Ladies, trust me, you do not want that on top of you on a Saturday night. I'm going to give it to you. I know you want it, you dirty bitch, and I want it. I'm going to give you my Pakistani beef, you motherfucker. Say my name, say Puma Sanji. Puma Sanji. What's my draws? I'm sorry, Puma Sanji, I'm just not feeling it. Because it's hard to ask a woman for certain sexual favors. Ladies, y'all have advantages. Y'all want a man to do something nasty to y'all. Y'all got all kind of cute little sayings and shit y'all use. Could you please go downtown? How do you ask a woman to gargle your nuts? Can you gargle my nuts? Put them in your mouth and grrr. It's just not sexy. I didn't see my first Indian until I was 15 years old. Fuck me up. I didn't know what to make of them. It's like, what the fuck are you? Like, I grew up around black people and white people. I knew what that was. I saw an Indian. I was like, what the fuck are you? You got nigga skin but white people hair. What the fuck are you? And you can't call them black. They're as dark as us, but they get offended. Hey, brother, how you doing? I'm not your brother. Don't call me you. I am not you. They talk all that shit till you pull a gun out to rob them, and all of a sudden we the same. Give me your money, motherfucker. Brother, don't do this. We are the same. Please, your chocolate, I'm peanut butter. We are Reese's Pieces. We come together. We are the same. That's what I love about coming back to New York is the culture, man, like fucking Italians. Do we have any Italians in here? Any Italians? Are you Italian, baby? I love Italians, man. You know what I love about Italian people? Italian people will make up certain words and phrases that only they know what it means. Like, you ever heard an Italian person say this phrase? Half a fag. What the fuck does that mean? Like, you could be around an Italian person and say some normal shit like, man, you know what? Usually on the weekends, me and my girl go out clubbing and shit, but we decided to stay in this weekend and make it a blockbuster night. So we rented this movie, Steel Magnolias. Now, I know it's a chick flick, but I'm going to be honest. Towards the end, I actually choked up, cried a little bit. Whoa, not for nothing. You sound like half a fag. The fuck does that mean? Even when they explain it to you, the meaning makes less sense than the term. Like, what does that mean? I don't know. You meet a guy in a bar. You throw back a couple of drinks. Next thing you know, you take him to the bathroom. You pull down your trousers. You pull out your cock. You shove it halfway down his throat. Somewhere in the process, she go, whoa, this ain't for me. Half a fucking fag. Nigga, that makes no sense. And young brothers kill me because we love Italian culture, man. Like the rappers and shit. They always name themselves after old school mobsters and shit, which is kind of stupid to me because, you know, old school Italians hate black people. They call us all kind of moulions and niggas and shit. But the funny thing is, like, old school Italians are funny because anytime you hang around them, they will say the most racist shit in front of you. And as long as they ended with no offense, it's okay. Like, I remember one time I went to go visit a friend of mine in a bar in Brooklyn, Italian neighborhood. I walked in the bar right away. The dude knew who I was. He's like, whoa, there he is. Fucking guy from Mad TV, Ari Spears. Hey, my friend, let me tell you, me and my kids, we watch you every Saturday night. You're the fucking best. You're the fucking best. Bartender, for my friend, a drink. Let me guess, you people, you like the fucking Hennessy. I know. Fucked up because I wanted a Hennessy. I didn't understand. So he gets me the drink and he starts telling this story to his boys, and it's the most racist shit ever. Tommy, Mikey, you hear about Richie? Yeah, guy's in jail doing a bid. Killed his wife. Caught a fucking emollient. Can you believe that? I mean, let's be honest. Between you and me, we always knew Jeannie had a thing for the pepper. But to actually fucking eggplant. Can you imagine that? You kiss your wife goodbye, you get in your car, you drive away, you're 2-3 blocks from your house, you realize, whoa, forgot my fucking glasses. You turn the car around, you go back into the house, you kick open the bedroom door, there she is getting the old brajoule from Curious George. But let's look at the bright side. At least it wasn't none of our wives. Can you imagine your wife fucking a raisinette? Ah, Maron, God forbid. Hey, Aries, no offense. Salud. Most racist shit, man. I don't know, man. It's fucking crazy. They do make great movies, though. I like all those Italian mobster movies and shit, you know? Like, I'm really trying to make it in Hollywood. Like, I want to be a movie star. That's my dream. But I'm finding out Hollywood is not what you think it's about. People that move out to L.A. thinking this shit is about talent. Shit is not about talent. It's about sex appeal. It's part of my game I got to work on. Got to be in shape to be a movie star, man. You know, my problem is I like cupcakes too much. I'm serious. Sometimes on a Saturday night, if I got a choice between some pussy and a cupcake, sometimes cupcake win. It's kind of like pussy if you think about it, especially if you heat it up in the microwave for 15 seconds. It's all warm on the inside, creamy in the middle. And when it's over, it's much easier to wash that smell off your dick. I'm trying to tell you. Fuck y'all. Funny to me. I don't give a fuck. Funny to me. It's hard for blacks to make it in Hollywood too, man, because the rules are different. You know, Hollywood, you got to be humble no matter what color you are. But if you're black, you really got to be fucking humble. You know, because sometimes it don't matter how good you are. I remember I had lunch with Chris Rock one time. He gave me the best advice. He was like, look, man, all I can tell you is, one, keep writing, and two, try not to piss these white folks off. Because that shit is true. It don't matter how good you are. If you're angry, if you're the angry black man, they don't fuck with you. Case in point, Paul Mooney. This motherfucker's a legend. Everybody, y'all know Paul Mooney. This nigga wrote for Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy. You a bad motherfucker when you writing for other bad motherfuckers. The problem with Paul is Paul will tell you he's a bad motherfucker. He'll shoot himself in the foot. I remember one time I tried to get him to do a job for Mad TV. I wanted him to be a writer. I said, yo, we already a great show. With Paul, he'll take us to the next level. Paul will go into the fucking meeting and shoot himself in the foot. As soon as he walked in, the producers were like, Paul, Aries recommends you highly. He thinks you're great. Let me ask you, are you familiar with our show? Paul went right into it. I've seen your show. All of you niggas have stolen my material. You've all stolen from me. I've seen it. It doesn't matter. No, homie, listen. In Living Color, Saturday Night Live, you all have stolen my shit. First you stole niggas, then you stole my material. And in case you didn't know, I invented comedy. Nigga, I invented it. And then later on, I'll see Paul and go, Paul, how did it work? Homie, they're not going to hire me. I'm too real. They're scared of me, homie. I'm too real. Trust me. They love niggas that grin. When you grin, you win. All the niggas that grin, win. Look at Wayne Brady. They love that nigga. That nigga grins. That nigga, he has a hairdo from the 50s. He wears a perm. He's a throwback nigga. They love him. Homie, it's true. White folks will tell you, why can't you be more like Wayne? We love Wayne. They love grinning niggas. What about that other nigga that played basketball for the Lakers? The nigga he owns businesses? The nigga with AIDS, Magic Johnson. They love that grinning nigga. That nigga grinned his way through AIDS, nigga. It's true. Have you ever seen that nigga's grin? It's from temple to temple. It's huge. That nigga looks like the cat from Alice in Wonderland. They love that nigga. Here's the thing. If you're not grinning, they'll talk about you. It scares white folks. It scares them. I remember one time I was on a lot, and they said, good morning, Paul. And I didn't grin. I just nodded my head. They talk about you. Why is that nigga not grinning? That nigga doesn't he know where he is? That nigga should be grinning. And if you grin too fast, you scare white folks. I said good morning to a white woman. I grinned real fast. That bitch was scared. I said good morning. She said, ah! Ah! That bitch took off winning. Nigga, it's true. Is that nigga gay? Nigga, it's true, nigga, it's true. They love it, man. It's just, you gotta be humble, man. It's crazy, man. Like, I got a lot of respect for the art, man, you know. Like, I love all them kind of movies. Like, my favorite movies are them Gladiator movies. Like, Gladiator with Russell Crowe, Troy with Brad Pitt, Braveheart. I don't even like it for the action or the violence. I like it for the dialogue. That's some smooth shit, the way they talk in the movies. It's like they got their own language. You heard it before. My lord. It's my lord, but that's how they say it. My lord. Let it be known that Xerxes is a kind god king, and he offers this declaration as an alternative to war. Now let me speak with the nobles, or I will engage with my military. It's military, but military. The other character is always some pompous, arrogant asshole. Prometheus, please spare me of your banality. This is not about war. This is about my daughter's hand in marriage. So neither try to seduce me, nor bore me with the belligerence of your insolence. I'll be in a theater eating my popcorn like, goddamn, who got diabetes? There's some niggas in here that don't even think I said anything wrong. Like, nigga, my grandmama got the insulin. Like, that's one of my fantasies. Like, I want to role play like that. called my girl up one time and be like, look, baby, don't cook nothing. I'm going to come home, pretend to be a Roman warrior. And we're going to send our son out to the store so I have some time alone to seduce you. And I come in the house talking that shit. Wretched is how I feel as I spew these words of hostility from my lips. There you are, Lakeisha. The beauty of my seduction. How I long to ravish the concubines of your clavicle. But first I must silence these roars that stem from my belly due to hunger. For it is only fit for a king to dine on the killing of a carcass after a day of duly wages. There he is, my son, my seed, my young loin. The mirrored me that spawns from the spew of my male mayonnaise. I want you to take these medals of currency and go down to the local marketplace and trade them for a feast of yeast and wine. Now, hither away before the third planet from the sun is played by darkness at a command from the higher lords. As for you, my love, only when darkness is among us will I shower you with the fire that burns deep underneath my cloak. For only your seduction can force me to fall to bended knee and sip the wet, spicy nectar which flows from the purr of your kitty cat. She's like, huh? I'm like, bitch, I'm trying to eat your pussy. I need you to follow me and keep up. I can't work under these conditions. I don't know, man. Crazy. Too much. You know, I respect the art. Like, I get upset when I hear about these actors that get paid $20 million a movie to act. And the key word is act. But they pay this to dudes who never could fucking act. How do you pay Stallone and Schwarzenegger $20 million a movie? Pay that to the dudes who deserve it, like Pacino, De Niro, Denzel, Morgan. This is a fucking actors, man. Because to this day, one of my favorite movies of all time is Heat with Pacino and De Niro. Anybody that's ever seen the movie knows what I'm talking about. It's like they took the two greatest actors of all time and put them in a scene together. If you've never seen the movie, go rent it, smoke a joint. It's great. They got that scene where they meet for the first time and Pacino's sitting there with De Niro. He's bringing shit down to him. He's like, you, sir, are a bad guy. I am the police. It's my job to stop guys like you, murderers, rapists, killers. It's what I do. There may come a time when I pass cross. I'm going to have to take you down. I won't like it, but I'll do it. Keeps me hot on my toes where I got to be. De Niro comes back. You know, there's a flip side to that coin. A friend of mine, Jimmy, once told me, never get attached to anything that you cannot walk out on in 15 seconds flat if you spot the heat coming around the corner. And I also like guys like you that like guys like me because you keep me hot on my toes where I got to be. And you're right, our paths, they may cross. I'm going to have to take you down. I won't like it, but I will not hesitate. Great scene. Now, hold up. Picture the same scene with Stallone and Schwarzenegger. You ain't going to be able to understand shit. Stallone is doing Pacino. You know there's a flip side to the coin. I might have to take it down. I won't like it, but I'll do it. Even deaf people are like, what is this? I don't understand. What is this? Can you imagine him asking his woman for head? Maria, come on, give me head, go down. Don't come up for air. Please see your ears. Fellas, you want to freak your woman out during sex? Make that noise or the fuck up. You be hitting from the back. What is wrong with you? Don't worry about what's grinding up here. Put your head down. Ladies, it'll work for you too. You don't want to get your man head? Do that. It'll stop immediately. As soon as you get down there, bitch, what the fuck? What you making, keys or something? No, you ain't gonna put a handicap sign on my balls. I'm good to go. That's a good noise to make if you want privacy in a public bathroom. You will clear that motherfucker right out. As soon as you get in there, sir, you all right? Get out, get out of the way. It's going to be an explosion. Get to the chopper, now. I don't know why he says that. He says that in every movie. Get to the chopper, now. I like to make that noise on a crowded elevator, especially if I got to fart. People just assume there's something wrong with me. As soon as I rip one, oh my God, what was that? Smell it, it's nasty, smell it. Get to the chopper, get down! Oh my God, he's retarded. He didn't even have a helmet on. Oh my God. You know what's funny? Some of y'all laughing, but some of y'all gonna go home and fuck tonight. And when you come, you're gonna do that. It's gonna be hilarious. Like, girl, I know you. I'm finished, get me a paper towel, come here. Wipe me down, get to the chopper, now! Don't drink and drive, because if you get pulled over, that's exactly how you sound. Sir, have you been drinking? I had the Jaeger and Patron to the chopper. Now!
Yeah, y'all, let's give it up for Aaron Spears, everybody. Let's give it up. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You can do better than that. You can do little. Let's make a little louder here. Come on. Liz, you can come on. I'm looking, come on. You can do better than that. Come on. Aaron Spears, man. Man, I remember him back on Mad TV, man. That man used to make me funny as hell. He did a good Eddie Murphy, but he looked shitty as it. But anyways, I digress. Yes, it's 2 minutes left in the show. We're going to go out here, pay the bills, go ready to pack up, go home, because we got to go. But, you know, it's that time again, you know what I'm saying? So we want to give a shout out. Don't forget, every Monday, Wednesday, King Cam, the Midnight Oil is on the scene.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right. You're right. And don't forget the Powerhouse Squad. It comes on every Thursday. They are hitting the knowledge, getting the mind throbbing. We got Calhoun, yo. We got our co-hosts. Yo. Tone Robbins is in the house. Yo, check this out. The man is the traveling bard. I'm going to put it like that. He is the traveling bard. He is the master of knowledge. Yo, everybody, tune into Tone Robbins, my man. And don't forget, Brother Cooper is always in the house, keeping it real. Come on, huh? And you know, what's up? And don't forget that smooth debonair, the smooth talking. The one and only, my man, my twin brother. I call from the other mother. Brother Alfred is be in the house. Keep it in, keep it real. Listen, the Powerhouse Squad.
Tune in to the Powerhouse Squad on NSF Radio Show. Every Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right, the Powerhouse Squad. 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all know what to do. Y'all, get that web on. Come on, sign in. Get with it. Get in, be in part of the subject. They are always coming up. And don't forget, they have an Aquanza special that's coming up this week. We want to keep it up and keep it real, 100 for you. So everybody, keep it on, keep it going. And don't forget the Money Talk Show. Definitely is always something. If you're trying to get that money, because sometimes, man, my pockets get so damn flat. Man, I am lucky to have a penny. And, man, I hold a penny as much as I can do it. But anyways, we can do it. We got to do it. All right. My name is Brother Alfred, and we are out of here.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yes, you tuned in to NSF.
It's funny time, but not now. It's time to go home. You ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get the hell out of here. It's funny time on NSF Radio.